Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
But today, Don Yee dispelled any questions that anyone had, said it's his intent to return for the 2018 season. Don Yee also said that Tom Brady has thought about his contract, which pays him considerably less than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Given Tom's relationship with the Kraft family, and given the fact that there is no heir apparent in the building, probably have to say we're going to give him as much leeway as we possibly can, just so long as we can get make sure that we get him back in the fold.
Roger that.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
Around the rim, Haynes, he knocks it down, throws it into the slot, loose. What a score!
I think the Boston Bruins now are reeling.
We have to score is what we got to do different.
I think they're on the ropes.
I mean, I could stand up here and say, well, our goalie, if, you know, it would be great if he goes and pitches a shutout, but we're putting it all on your goalie's not. That's not the way to go about it.
That now all of a sudden Boston's going, whoa, wait a second here. I think that right now the Leafs are in their heads.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I don't know about their heads, but they at least have a chance in a Game 7. I'll give you that one. Talking about the Bruins, talking about the Celtics as well. 617-779-7937. Celtics need to win this game here tonight. They lose this game here tonight, and then you have to play Game 6 in Milwaukee.
I'm Captain Obvious.
Don't like their chances. So this is one of those. It is a must game for the Celtics.
It's a must win.
It is.
It's a must win, you say, right? Game 5 is important. Game 5 is
huge. I never say must win unless you get eliminated.
Then it's not important.
Really, the only must win.
No, it's important, but I mean, you know, honestly, the only time it's a must win is if when you lose, you pack your bag.
Mathematically eliminated.
Yeah.
Yes, I would agree with that. So this is not a must game here tonight.
Let's just call it a very important one, as Christian says. 86% of the time.
86% of the time.
I don't think you're gonna. I don't think you're gonna
series that are tied 2-2, and the winner of that game find game five go on to win that.
So
series.
Would you say
86% of the time?
So would you say that game five is the most important?
It's important.
Game of
it's the most important
most
game
important
tonight.
Game. You know what they like to say? The most
what
important
else they
game.
Like to say?
The most important game.
The next
is
one.
The next one.
Oh,
very good.
Okay.
Cliche. Peter's in Jamaica playing. What's up, Pete?
We just had.
Hey
Peter.
Guys, how you doing?
What's up?
My favorite show on both sides of the dial, for sure. You guys are great. I have 2 points to make. One, I think the first thing Danny has to do in the offseason is sign Marcus Smart. I don't think he's going to be that expensive. You look at every statistic, the Celtics.
He's going to be expensive.
Offensively and defensively when he plays. My second point, okay?
You don't think he's going to be that expensive? How expensive do you think he's going to be?
Well, the things I've heard about are like 10 to 12 million.
All right, I hear a lot more than that.
Yeah. 12 million is expensive, but go ahead.
But they can go into the luxury tax with Marcus Smart. But the second point is, everyone's assuming that Kyrie is going to get signed to a max deal. If he's healthy, he's a max player. There's no doubt about it. Okay? But if he has bad knees, a la, you know, Derrick Rose, you don't want to invest $30 million into a guy unless you know he's going to be healthy. So, but everyone's just assuming they're going to sign him to a max
deal. So what do you want to do? What is your point here?
You let him play out next year, and if his knee's great, then you sign him at the end of the season.
I think they'll do that.
Well, that's what you have to do.
You're not going to sign him. They're
not
going to
sign him an extension. He's going to wait till he's a free agent. He's going to sign a deal.
I was going to say, where's the?
But you're not saying you move on from Kyrie Irving.
But it seems like that's what it said in the comments, that like you want to move on from Kyrie Irving.
No. Only. Okay. If his knees are no good.
Well, he said that about any player.
Hey, you know
so
what?
Wait,
I said that about any player.
So if he's hurt and can't play, okay. You want to move on from
right.
Him.
Right.
Was he a max contract guy this year?
No. Kyrie?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. If it's the same thing next year and the year after that, is he a max contract guy?
If what is the same?
Like, what do you mean? Like, what are you trying to get?
You talking about his play? Yes, absolutely.
He's 100% a max contract guy. Yes.
Yeah, but if he's only going to play 50 games, okay. I mean...
Peter, listen. If he's hurt and can't play, then we all agree you don't... Okay, you don't.
Don't fight it. Why are you fighting? Why you already beat up the hockey guy. Leave the basketball guy alone.
I should stick to hockey.
You should really. You're a baseball guy.
By the way, Kelly Olynyk signed 4-50. Who's more impactful player? Who's a better
Marcus
player?
Marcus Smart.
I think Marcus Smart's better than Kelly Olynyk.
Yes. And you know where Marcus Smart...
Weren't you surprised by that also?
I was surprised by that, and some teams are going to give it, but I'm only basing it on like what you heard earlier in the year from guys like National that said that, you know, he's looking for. We don't know what looking for. You don't always find it.
But in that
$17 million range.
There will be a team out there that will look at it and say, we got a lot of talented players, and yet we're soft. We need somebody who's going to, you know, toughen us up a little bit. Let's say the Portland Trail Blazers. I'm just bringing up one name there for you as a possibility. Marcus Smart's going to be, for that type of team, he's going to be gold. Here's John in Maine. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. You know, after, you know, obviously they were playing with house money with all the injuries, the Celtics here, but after going up 2-0 in their series, it would be hard to be disappointed in this team. But I feel like, you know, they could have done more. Maybe it might be a bit of a letdown, especially since it looked like Milwaukee had no answers for them. If Joe Prunty ends up out-coaching Brad Stevens in this series and Thon Maker is the ultimate difference, I'll be a little bit disappointed. I don't know about any other Celtics fans.
I don't know why you were surprised after the first two games. The Celtics were the home court team. They should win those first two games.
But who was not going to be a little disappointed?
Well, no, I mean, I think disappointed they could have stole one in Milwaukee and they weren't able to.
It's one of two. It's like a little disappointed. That's the whole world. Will you be pissed? Will it be a failure? We look at this team as a failure because they couldn't beat the Bucks, who had the better player.
No,
all right, that's where everybody is.
The problem everybody's going to have is even if you get by the Bucks, and I think the Celtics will and will win it in seven, then they get the Philadelphia 76ers in the next round, and everybody's going to say the same thing. Oh, they should beat the Sixers.
If Joel Embiid is healthy, they're not as good.
I don't say that at all. I think we all.
If Embiid is healthy, they're not as good.
What a buzzkill was going to be based on what you could accomplish based on what the East looked like. You know, once Kyrie went down and Smart went down, you're like, no, let's just enjoy the ride, is basically what it was. Like it was 2 years ago.
You know what was a killer? I don't know how much you guys watched Cleveland and Indiana in this last game. Indiana had this game. They had Cleveland right where they wanted them, and then they just screwed up. They became really selfish down the stretch drive, and they just killed it.
And that's the point. So you're sitting there going, all right, what a great opportunity, right, to have the advantage, to have Cleveland playing the way they are. A Philly, regardless of how they finish the year, you can sit there and look at the teams that they play at the end of the year and say, well, there's something to the teams that they were playing that they were tanking, that were just giving up on the year. That's why they won so many in a row.
Well, they did. They won against a really weak schedule, and we had pointed that out before they went through that weak schedule. But having said all of that, I think Philadelphia is for real. Matter of fact, that's what you're going to see in the Eastern Conference over the next few years. You're going to see Boston. You're going to see Philadelphia. And Milwaukee, if they can ever get their act together. I don't know what he's talking about, Joe Prunty doing such a great job in Milwaukee. That looks to me to be a collection of really talented individuals, and together they're not cohesive at all. I have no idea what they're doing. And Eric Bledsoe may be the most overrated player in the league.
He is so irritating to watch. Just his body language is just, even this, all he's back doing, and forth, it's like he gets in the way more than he makes plays.
All he's doing is taking time away from Brogdon, who I think is a better player.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. I don't get maybe because Brogdon was hurt and, you know, he was coming back slowly, but no.
And by the way, the only reason that you're seeing what you're seeing right now with Thon Maker is because of injuries, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They have injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Henson's injury. Listen, Milwaukee has got a lot of talent, and eventually they're going to figure it out. Maybe they deal Jabari Parker in the offseason, and they add another piece or whatever. But they've got too many of the same pieces. It seems to be just a mess to me. All right, I got to get to the story because I was
you
not here.
It?
I missed this one. The Gronk motocross press conference over the weekend. Because we had this discussion, I believe, before I went away on vacation. And I brought the point up that if Gronk wants to push this, that he's going to start to see a change in the attitude of the fan base out there. They love Gronk. They love the crazy wild Gronk. They like the Gronk who continues to repeat the number 69. They like all of that, and they love what a great football player he is out there in the field. But if you're going to keep on pushing it and you're going to make fun of the conditioning program, which is pretty much what he did with that stupid-ass press conference.
I don't think he like made fun of it, but we discussed it yesterday. No, he was just, I call it the terrible twos. He was like just acting out. And it was different than the past, like, you know, Gronk statements or, you know, actions that he from the cruise to the parties to whatever. It just looked different. Here, it almost was like he was mocking the Patriots.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
And he didn't need to. And it becomes old because we talked about it yesterday. Like, when is the fan base going to turn? Is Gronk a guy they could turn on? Because I would say anyone who has more coverage and more protection is Gronk, just based on his performance, based on his personality, and you always give him the benefit of the doubt. Ah, that's just Gronk. Ah, look at him doing his little thing. Oh, look at the spike. Ah, he puts.
Yeah, you know, I'm not so sure they will. I know people are getting tired of it right now. I know people think he's acting like a child, and I understand that. But the only way they'll turn on Gronk, like you're saying, is if he doesn't play in a football game. If you actually take, because let's just say all this drama leads up to it. You're pissed. You're drunk, acting like a child. Let's say he holds out. I can't believe what's going on with this guy. He shows up week one. He has 8 catches for 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. You think they give a rat's ass?
Yeah, but at that point in time, the contract situation.
Don't miss the game.
The contract situation is settled, of course. I mean, this isn't.
What
this
if it's not?
Why should they give him more
settled
money right
saying,
now?
Well, yeah, what
no,
if
no,
it's
no,
not?
No. I'm saying the contract situation. I didn't say they're going to give him more money. The fact is, I don't think they are going to give him any more money.
I don't either.
I don't think they need to. But my point is, Your future and your destiny is set with this contract. You're playing it out. We're not going to – him bitching and complaining during the season will only make him look worse. So if he goes out for 8 and 120 with 2 touchdowns, sure. What's he going to do? Go to the post game, go to the podium afterwards and be like, you know what? I should be paid more. Look what I did. Like, that ain't going to happen.
Lou brought this theory up.
He can only do this because it's the offseason. This doesn't exist. This doesn't go on during the season. It all quiets down once the season starts.
Lou brought this theory
up. If he's even on the team.
A few weeks ago, and I thought it was an interesting one, and that was that what Gronk is doing is he's trying to prevent the Patriots from trading him away.
Yes.
Am I paraphrasing it correctly?
Yeah.
Because he wants to play with Brady. I got the feeling this weekend he's doing just the opposite. He's pissing Bill off to no end.
I agree with you. He's okay with getting traded.
If I'm with Bill now, I'm looking at it saying, okay, you know, some of the little cute little cryptic messages he's had, okay, I get that on the my face and whatever. But this?
No, I like the way he's going about it. The only thing is that when you believe some of the reports from Tommy Curran about how earlier, even in camp, there was some people, a veteran player, said, I know the way Bill treats players before he trades them. And that's how he's treating Gronk. And there was a chance that Bill could have traded Rob Gronkowski, whether it be in the beginning of the year. There was some rumblings and rumors, and you know, Curran keeps bringing this up. My only thought is that Gronk got wind of it as well. And said, well, the only way I can really control me not being traded is if I go out there and I say that I'm going to retire. And this is why I swear we still got a couple more days and we'll see before the draft. But I wouldn't be shocked one bit to counter the whole draft night trade talk that if you hear a report from somebody saying that Rob Gronkowski is still contemplating retirement, he wants to play with the Patriots and only the Patriots, and if he gets traded, then he'd probably retire. Just to squash it even more. But I think he wants both. I think he wants to finish his career with Brady. He's got 2 years left, and I think he's done. He wants to spend those 2 years with Brady, but he also wants to not take a pay cut. He wants both. I'm not saying he's going about it the right way.
He's going about it the wrong way.
I think that press conference might have done some damage.
No question.
Totally agree. And here's the other thing. So I was surprised. Listen, he's given up the 250, and yes, he made it up for
Monster Energy.
and good to be him because he has that ability to do that. So he's passing up on the 250. Okay, that's one step, right? There's a strong signal, guys. Listen, you didn't think I was serious? I'm going to walk away from $250,000 out of principle just because to prove a point, right? I'm serious about this.
Yep.
All right, so what's your next step? Do you go to the mini camps? Do you pass on the mandatory mini camp? Or do you go to the mandatory minicamp, let some time pass, and then refuse to show up during training camp, which is $40,000 a day, which will add up, which the Patriots, you know, most teams forgive once the teams resign. But why would you? Why would you? I mean, listen, we got you for a contract. We got you on a contract. We hooked you up. You were hurt all the time. We gave you an incentive-laden contract for a reason, but at least we put that in there. And all of them were easy to get. So if you really, because my point is, if you really want to be out of your contract, there's only one way to do it. There's only one way.
Pulled out.
No, that's it. You don't play nicey nice. You don't flirt with it. You know, you're not showing up. And then you force them to make a decision. And then what they do is they ride it out because you're going to have to suffer and deal with those fines. And next thing you know, you're at, you know, $1 million in fines and you start freaking out.
And by the way, that's when the public is going to start turning on them. They will, because it's still in the end. It's all about laundry. I'm not saying the fans don't love Gronk. They love Gronk. They love Brady, okay? But it still becomes a laundry issue. And if you are getting to the point now where you're jeopardizing the success of the team and the laundry, that's when they're going to start turning on you.
Well, the other thing is, like, this is why this draft is so important for so many different reasons, right? I mean, you look at the mock drafts, forget about it. You're replacing so many key people, like from Solder, and you may need a tight end. You may need to go out there, because if you don't have Gronk, you have Dwayne Allen. And that's why they haven't asked Dwayne Allen to take a pay cut, because they should ask Dwayne Allen to take a pay cut, but they haven't. Because he's like, what are you guys going to do? Like, he has all the leverage in the world. Like, Gronk's acting like he's not going to show up. You have me and Hollister. Now what are you going to do? So, I mean, the draft is huge this year, from the quarterback position, the tight end position, the tackle position.
Linebacker.
I just looked at, like, four different mock drafts. And this is what stood out to me, which was weird. Out of the four, three of them had both the first-round picks going to defensive players. Only one of them, actually, there's five, linebacker. And only two of them, yeah, linebackers. Like, and linebackers.
Well, it's a need.
And then the other two had, out of the remaining two, one of them had the tackle out of UCLA. And the other one was the guy, Curtis Conway, who had a tackle out of UCLA, and Mike Gesicki, the tight end out of Penn State.
Yep.
So I'm sitting there going, what the hell are they going to do, really?
Yeah, but we don't know. These mock drafts, you look at them when the draft's
over. I know what they're going to do.
You're going to see guys
exactly
drafted,
what they're
drafted
what they're
in the
do
fourth
right
round.
They're taking a tackle in the first round. I can tell you who, but they're taking a tackle. It's one of the most. It's the second most important position on that team.
Yeah,
lock it in.
All right,
lock it in. After that,
when they traded Cooks to get 23, that's what I said. I said they're going to draft McGlinchey.
But who?
McGlinchey.
God bless you.
The tackle out of Notre Dame.
Goes it?
And they're going to. They're going to get a tackle. And now with the 31, maybe they trade up if there's a guy that they like, and Lamar Jackson, whoever it might be. But if they use 23, I wouldn't be shocked at all if they trade 31. And they get even more.
I wouldn't be surprised at any of these things, because Bill always comes up with some surprise. And I think the most interesting part of the draft this week, and I think it's going to be very, very interesting, because the Patriots have so much, as you just said, at stake. But the quarterback situation, do they go for a quarterback early, as some people think, or do they sit back and wait until,
think about it.
In the third round.
They thought Brady was done. They thought they needed to prepare for Brady being done. Like, how many years ago when they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo and the famous line,
he is going to fall off a cliff.
Tom Brady's not going to play forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drafted Jacoby Brissett, right? So they kept hitting and hitting. So one's in the second, the other one's in the third. Yeah, they're taking a quarterback in the draft.
I know what Tom's age and contract situation is.
Yeah, they're taking a they're taking a quarterback in the draft.
We're talking about Tom Brady. We heard from Don Yee. Tom Brady's going to be here forever. He's
got 2 years left on his contract.
I love this. Don Yee, Tom's intentions have not changed. He's consistently said he'll play beyond this contract and into his mid-40s, or until he feels he isn't playing at a championship level. I understand the constant speculation, but this is one point he's been firm about. And oh yeah, he'd like a new contract.
Yeah, no, but Kraft said that they were
fine with that.
You know, if there's an issue, then we'll address it when that comes up.
Right,
right. But that's fine. So you know, he wants a new contract. He wants to play. But the Patriots need to regain control of the situation. The only way they do that is not adding years. No, let him play out his contract. Let him be done. and then reevaluate it.
So all of the time we wasted over the last couple of months, and Don Yee would know, we just wasted all that time. Tom had no intention of not playing. Nothing has really changed. It's not year to year. The agent is coming out and telling us now that he has not changed his mind. Tom's intentions have not changed. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, Gotham Chopra and others convinced a lot of people, oh, my God, he's gone. He's not even going to be here this season, right? Nope. Tom's intentions have not changed. All Don Yee's doing as the agent is he's letting you know he wants a new contract.
I'm fascinated by what he said. I am. And there's a lot to get to. Let's get to it.
There's also the Bill Polian stuff also. When we come back, I want to play that because I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Okay.
Now back to the guys who don't do small ball.
Screw small ball. I want big ball. Okay? I want big balls. All right? I want balls off the wall. I want balls in the stands. I want extra base hits.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Listen, don't get me wrong. I think you can steal bases. You can hit and run. But can I get a big ball?
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Today, Don Yee, Tom Brady's agent went on... Today, Don Yee, Tom Brady's agent, went on the record to say that Tom Brady does intend to return for the 2018 season. Again, not a huge surprise in any way, shape, or form, and we don't want to make it out to be something that it's not. Don Yee also said that Tom Brady has thought about his contract, which pays him considerably less than Jimmy Garoppolo, his former understudy, is making in San Francisco. So this is, again, an issue that doesn't seem like it's going away anytime soon, but Don Yee says today that Tom Brady is expected and does intend to return for the 2018 season.
That was a mouthful.
So we wasted 2 months of this just... Torture talk of Tom versus time and all this other crap. Wasted it.
We'll see. I mean,
wasted time.
I do find it interesting that Tom just sort of let it hang out there for 3 or 4 days and didn't reply on Instagram. That's all. Big story. Yeah. Again, I've said it many times. You throw a little photo of a beautiful little campground out there in Montana. Yeah. Just show a picture of it. And underneath, say, can't wait to join my teammates to get ready for 2018 and then see you soon. Nothing. You just let it out there until Don Yee talked to Schefter. But the contract thing is an interesting one. I've heard a lot of people, you know, Tom Brady's contracts, every time the salary cap number escalates, they restructure. They throw him a bunch of cash up front, right, signing bonuses. And they restructure to get the cap number down to 13 or 14. And this thought that, like, Tom Brady doesn't want to play ball this year. He doesn't want to give him a break because he hates him so much. So what you're telling me is that Tom Brady hates more money? Because he'd make more money if he gets an extension. They'd probably hand him $25 million right then and there in a signing bonus and extend him 2 more years to get that cap number down. Tom Brady, he doesn't like cash.
That's
not the reason why there's no deal. The reason why there's no deal is because the Patriots don't want to do it.
Exactly.
The Patriots are sitting there saying, you know what? In years past, that $22 million cap hit, we definitely would negotiate it, get it down to 14, throw you a bunch of cash. But, you know, right now we're at $14 million under the cap.
And that's why Don Yee's talking.
Yeah.
Because he wants a new contract.
Yeah, we'll absorb that $22 million cap hit because we're still $14 million under. We're in good shape. So we'll absorb the high cap hit this year and next year. And deal with what you look like after year three, because why should I sign an extension, extend you 2 years, push all the money away 4 years from now, and then 4 years from now, we're going to pay $27 million to a quarterback who can't play no more. We ain't doing that. We'll pay you 22 on the cap this year, 22 next year, and then you know what? Maybe we'll franchise tag your ass to year three.
So even though Kraft said that, and he said, you know, it's best for both sides right now, you know, we're comfortable, both sides are comfortable, I don't get that feeling from Don Yee's statement that with Brady that no, nothing's changed.
Well, he wants Tom's going to play until he likes money.
He wants the new deal.
Well, imagine
the Patriots are the ones that are barking at
the new deal with an extra year, right?
A couple of years.
Yeah, so we're not talking about just keeping it with 2 years.
He's going
we're talking
to play about into adding his mid-40s.
Okay. That to me, that of course that benefits the player. You know that you're going to stick around, and they're forced to keep you around because of your salary and the amount of money and the cap hit and so on and so forth. That option needs to be removed for the Patriots, in my opinion. To Lou's point, like you can't allow, if you're the Patriots, eventually this is going to end. It could end. You don't know if it's going to end good or bad. You have no clue. But the fact is that it's more likely than not that the next guy that's in this draft will end up replacing Brady. That's going to happen. And it's more likely than not that his play will decrease.
So
that's the reality of it. Like, he's been playing great. I get it. 500 yards in the Super Bowl. Like, it's coming.
Well, if you're the Patriots, you have so much more flexibility but not extending Tom and just letting it play out. I mean, you just went through a scenario where you had to deal a guy in Jimmy Garoppolo because Brady's got two more years in his deal. And you couldn't keep two quarterbacks at $24, $25 million. A cap hit, 22 and 24. You couldn't do it.
But even more so, as we've heard from Adam Schefter, he wants more money. Brady wants more money.
He wants
more money.
14 this year.
Exactly. So if you had signed Garoppolo, even if you had picked up a franchise tag to hold him on for another year, does anybody think Tom Brady was going to sit there and accept $14 million?
Well, you know how it
with
works.
With the backup quarterbacks making $24
million? They would throw him $25 million guaranteed in a two-year extension, like a bonus. Right, whatever that salary is. So the $22 million cap hit would come down to 14 or 15. They'd save some money in a cap, which they don't need to right now. But then years 3 and 4, the cap now would probably be 25 and 26 or 26 and 27. You always pay for it at the end.
Yes.
And they're sitting there saying, you know what? We're at the end. And the cap number's not affecting our roster. We still got $14 million. We don't have to do this.
And let's say you do draft the replacement. The guy looks great, or you know, maybe he gets hurt, whatever. But Brady's still playing great, and you still want him to end a Patriot. You draft a guy in the first round. You have him basically for 5 years. Okay, you can do exactly what the New Orleans Saints did with Drew Brees. You just re-sign him. You want to? I doubt they'd franchise tag him because it'd be too easy just to pay him $25 million with an option the second year instead of wasting that franchise tag that you may need to use on somebody else. He's not going to let it.
There's no need
to franchise tag. I mean, that's an option, but the fact is I don't think they
would do
that.
Well, it's kind of like what Aaron Rodgers is dealing with up there. He's got a couple years left in his deal, and he's sitting there saying, what the hell are we doing? But, you know, this is what you're hearing up there in Green Bay. The ownership is like, hey, I got you for two more years. I get you control for four more, actually, because I could franchise your ass for two.
But does anybody believe...
And you'd be 39 years old at that point. What am I doing?
Does anybody believe that Don Yee is making all of this stuff up? Don Yee has talked to Tom Brady, and Don Yee's not one of these guys who yaps. He does not speak an awful lot. He's speaking because he's trying to do a business deal with the New England Patriots right now. So he's trying to get it out there that no, nothing's changed. Because the Patriots are probably coming back and saying, hey, we've watched the Tom versus Time. We get the feeling he's week to week, never mind month to month or season to season. So we have to be careful. Don Yee wants it well known. Nothing has changed. Tom Brady will continue to play. He wants to play until his mid-40s, and oh yeah, he would like a new contract
Don
as well.
He also said that Tom Brady has thought about his contract, which pays him considerably less than Jimmy Garoppolo. His former understudy is...
Bingo!
Same guy did both deals. Yep. So
bingo.
But
that's what this is all about.
So Brady, the
Gotham Chopper, I don't know, family, it's year to year. It's got nothing to do with that. Same thing with Gronk. Nothing to do with it.
For a guy, because people could sit there and say, Jesus, I mean, Brady, look at his wife, look at him. How much money do you need? You've made a ton of cash. But as we found out, kind of feeling a little underappreciated, correct?
Yes, it's a game.
All right, so now you're feeling underappreciated, and you're going to make $14 million, and your understudy and your own agent got a deal for how much? And how many other guys in this league are being paid more than me? And by the way, I'm already feeling underappreciated. It's got to do with how much money a man needs. It's got more to do with feeling appreciated.
It's a scoreboard.
It's like, come on.
Right.
Yeah, he wants a new deal.
So when Bill Polian starts talking about leverage and he starts talking about what the Patriots need to do, because I heard this from Bill Polian, and I honestly don't agree with him at all.
Given Tom's relationship with the Kraft family and given the fact that there is no heir apparent in the building, you probably have to say we're going to give him as much leeway as we possibly can, including perhaps not being there for OTAs or some of OTAs, just so long as we can make sure that we get him back in the fold. The question I would have, is this a contract issue? Is it a family issue? Is it all of the above? We'll see.
So you want to give him as much leeway. All right. Well, missing OTAs is not a big deal. Right. So Polian is like, since you don't have another heir apparent, since you don't have another quarterback, you basically let Brady do whatever he wants.
That's irrelevant.
He's missing that point. They'll find that other quarterback.
Yeah, of course. That's what the draft is for.
Right. They'll find it. And if they don't get it in the draft, they'll get a bridge guy that's a free agent out there. I hate to say
what was
Nick Foles here last year? Was he not a bridge guy?
Sure.
Okay.
Was
they brought him in the second half of the season.
Case Keenum.
And he won a Super Bowl. Right.
So if the Patriots draft a quarterback, they're supposed to heir apparent. Does that mean Brady's going to be freaking out, going, "Oh no, I better get back to Gillette.
He might
better
suck.
Get back there." And, "Oh, I'm panicking now. This guy's he's going to pass me by."
I have no idea what Paulina is saying in that point. But what Don Yee is doing is he's coming out right now because he knows the Patriots are using all these cryptic messages against them.
Well, he asked the question at the end: Is it a contract issue or is it a family issue? It's a family issue,
right?
I think first and foremost, it's a family issue. He said it. This offseason, it's all about his family. It's all about being around them. It's all about giving up things that I want to do. Whatever.
Don Yee come out today and said nothing has changed. He wants to play into his mid-40s.
Okay, that's what Lou wanted. Lou wanted an Instagram post, but Don Yee gave him a verbal.
Don Yee, yeah. Verbal.
Because Tom Brady is sending Don Yee out to the Wolves to go and get him his money. So Don Yee is the one who's throwing it out there. He's playing the bad cop. He'll do the damage out there. That's what I think is going on here. What else could be going on here?
Well, I mean, that's what the agent is supposed to do.
Right.
I mean, he's supposed to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the bearer of bad news.
He brings up the contract, and he claims
about a contract with an agent, though.
But he claims it's Tom Brady that wants.
Well, but you're specifically. I mean, you know, of course. Ask me if I want an extension and more money. Ask me right now.
Do you want an extension and more money?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you're going to give me more money, more years, sure, I'll take it.
You do?
Yeah,
you don't want to give in and help him out?
No, I mean, I just, you know, if you want to give me an extra couple years and more money on top of that, and I'm 50?
I was thinking about giving you two more years and handing you $20 million right now for a signing bonus. You want to help me out?
You want to help me out? Yeah, you know what? I like you.
Or do you hate me so much you
like
want to turn it down?
I think you're a good-looking guy. You're a grandfather now. You're like my elder now. what I want to be when
you
I grow up.
You guys need to get a hotel room. This is embarrassing. But the fact that Don Yee is the one saying it, and a guy that usually does not come out and publicly say an awful lot about his clients and what they're doing, but I think he was starting to feel it. And maybe the Patriots were using it against Tom Brady. Well, how can we sit down and give you an extension onto the contract? Because we keep on hearing he's week to week now. He's year to year. We don't know if he's going to be around. Maybe he's going to walk away. Mm-hmm. Maybe he wants to spend more time with
family.
Nothing's
changed.
Right. But nothing has really changed.
Something's changed.
And, well, not according to Don Yee. No, Don Yee says nothing has changed.
Not on a voluntary OTAs.
He's not.
Been doing that the last 7 years.
Yeah.
So nothing's changed.
Well, he had something to do. He was in Qatar.
Couldn't do it the week before?
They scheduled it for this past weekend.
The intention was always to miss. Right. It doesn't matter what country he's visiting.
But this is all we're playing. We got little leverage games going on. But I thought the Gronk thing this weekend was just stupid on his part. Whoever thought that through did not really think it through.
I said it yesterday. I think
stupid.
His game plan is backfiring.
Yeah.
It's a terrible.
Stupid.
The way he's doing it is just doesn't make any sense.
No,
I mean, do you think Bill is more apt now to sit there and say, all right, we'll give you more money?
Nope.
I think it's bad. I think it is. I don't like. That's why I say that the thing over the weekend I thought did some damage, and whether they sat there and said, "Listen, you know, we can work out something, whether it's an extension or not." But what you're doing right now, do you think that's going to make me run to the negotiating table?
No.
Exactly. You think? Oh, you're going to do mock, and you're going to not really give a time when you're going to decide to play football again. You're not going to show up to voluntary. Okay. Oh yeah, that's going to help me, Bill Belichick. I'm going to come begging to you? Do you think that's what he does?
I would say just the opposite. I did not think that he would ever trade Gronk away during this period of time, and I don't want him to trade Gronk away, but I think the percentages have increased of dealing Gronk away.
I would agree. I would agree after this press conference.
Which is
why I think you're going to hear a report that says if he gets traded, he's going to retire.
And Bill may look at it and say, this retiring is a bunch of BS.
We'll
he can say it all he wants. He's not really going to retire.
It's ridiculous.
He wants to play football. I'll deal him. And he'll eventually show up with that other team. We'll have provisions. And maybe we get a little bit more in the deal when it comes back if he agrees to re-sign with that other team that's got money. All right, 617-779-7937. That's our phone number right here on OMF.
let's get back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, the show that puts old grudges in the rear view.
Oh, you think Sadler's a better player? Oh, is that right? That's the guy you trust over me. And you're sending me down to AAA for what?
Most of the time on Sports Radio WEEI.
The question I would have, is this a contract issue? Is it a family issue? Is it all of the above?
Can you massage that decision out of him without ruffling feathers?
Yeah, sure. Okay. The feathers that are going to be ruffled are on the coaching side. Because as an executive, you're going to say, take all the time you need. I want you back here. You always have a home here. Now tell me, how much time do you need? So I can tell the coach. That's where managing the problem for the front office is a difficult one. You're balancing, in many ways, competing interests.
Napoleon talking about the leverage and all this other
stuff.
Well,
hold on. It's more, when it comes to the leeway, see, I can see this being an issue with a younger quarterback that is holding out, that hasn't really developed, or that has, that's inconsistent all over the place, and there's a new coaching staff that comes in. You really need them there. Do you honestly think that Brady could not show up to the first preseason game against the Washington Redskins? He could show up 2 days before that and pretty much own that defense.
I would agree with you. And I don't think Belichick has a major problem with either of these two guys missing the conditioning period. Here's where I think he has a problem. When one of these guys is mocking it, making fun of it, making fun of the organization. He's doing it in the building, just a hundred feet, 150 feet away from where the conditioning program is going on.
So you think Gronk?
Maybe.
You think Gronk gets a call after that? Because I've gotten a call after less things than that when I was on that team.
See,
I'm trying to think. It's because you're still under contract.
You don't want it. I mean, if you're Bill Belichick, or if you're any coach. You know, you want your leaders, you want your captains kind of to take part in everything, even if it's voluntary, to send a message to everybody else that I know it's voluntary, but look, Brady's here, Gronk's here, Edelman's here, McCourty's here. I know it's voluntary, but the superstars are out there working. The leaders of this team are out there working. When you start Brady saying, yeah, whatever, I'm going to work with my guy, and Gronk's like, yeah, I'm doing motocross, vroom, vroom, right? I'm going to work with my guy too. So, like, you know what I mean? Then there's some other people like, well,
Do the vroom vroom.
If Brady's not here and Gronk's not here, how important is this? What are we doing here? I know everyone's in a different position. Obviously, they have to be, right? Because they're not on the same level as those guys. But you always want your best players, your leaders, to be the hardest workers and send a message to everybody else. You can get two of your best players, your two best players, just sitting it out going, whatever.
See, what I've heard is that the offseason conditioning has started, and it's nothing but positive vibes, good attendance, hard work. Because everybody who's there, none of those guys are on the team. Nobody's made the team yet. And you would think that the outside noise would somehow have a trickle-down effect, but it's not. So whatever Bill is doing, whatever that strength staff is doing, it's working because nobody is being preoccupied with what Gronk and Brady are doing.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. What do you think Belichick is thinking? What is he saying about what Gronk did this weekend?
I think he's pissed about it.
Absolutely.
I would be pissed about it.
Absolutely. Because there's one thing about going out and promoting what you want to do marketing-wise on your own time. He's good with that. Problem he's going to have is when you're mocking what the rest of the team's doing. And as you said, Lou, the younger guys are all showing up, working out. You're setting a bad example. But you're mocking it to do some stupid motocross that you don't even understand? You don't even know what you're talking about? And then he's talking about, what was the line when he returns? He's going to be what?
I don't know. Freak a leak.
Freak, yeah.
You're going to be a freak a leak when he returns. Why are you going to return? When are you going to decide whether you're going to retire or not? I don't know.
Isn't Gronk like most human beings? Isn't he supposed to mature as he gets older?
No, this you see that press conference. Laugh, giggles. Hee
hee. This was immature. It was a bad look. It really was.
Vroom, vroom, really good. Vroom, vroom. I can ride that bike like no other. And my speed is up there.
That's a bad look, guys. And I got to believe Belichick is furious at that. That's why I would not put it past him to deal Gronk away. Now, the one problem he's going to have is, you're right, Gronk only plays the next 2 years. If Gronk is threatening to retire and he's got other interests, if I'm another team, I'm sitting there going, no, I'm not giving you a first. A second? Nah, I don't think so,
Bill. That's the problem. I mean, you just gave up a first-round pick for essentially 2 years of Brandon Cooks. right? Because you knew you could always pick up that fifth-year option, which they right. did. So a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks. What do you give up for Gronk?
What should you get for Gronk?
You should get a first-round pick for Rob Gronkowski.
It's a better player.
It's a better player than Brandon Cooks. Yep. More impactful player than Brandon Cooks. And you have him under contract for 2 years. And, oh, by the way, you know, you're paying the guy $8, $9, $10 million
yep.
for 2 years. It's a reasonable contract for the talent that he is. You should get more, but this threat of possibly retiring will not allow that to happen.
Kills the value.
See, there's a scene in the movie Hoosiers, right? And I'm sure you guys will remember it. And when I saw this whole motocross.
10 feet.
What? Oh, it's 10 feet, right? The hoop's just like it is in Hickory.
Oh, that wasn't the line? Yeah.
No, that's not what it is. No. You know, I don't know, it was when...
That's a foul!
That's not that one.
No, not that
one. No. What kind of gum was he chewing?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't that one either. Okay, there's a bunch of them.
What was your line?
Which is when, what is it, Coach Norman Dale, right? He's like, oh, all the dads are like getting involved, and he finally says, listen, you got to leave. And the one guy, George, says, look, mister, there's two kinds of dumb. A guy that gets naked. Oh, you actually have it?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Two kinds of dumb. A guy that gets naked and runs out in the snow and barks at the moon. And
it's Gronk. Yeah.
Guy who does the same thing in my living room. Yeah. First one don't matter. The second one you kind of forced to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So you want to do that? You want
to go ahead? I kind of like that.
Yeah, right? That's what it is. So
the second one's a guy that does it in my living room.
Yeah, so the living room is Gillette. So you're at you know, Monster Energy, this big motocross event, and you're doing this over with this guy over here, and okay, that's fine. Go ahead and do it. But now you're doing it in my living room. You're doing it in my backyard.
So why was he
and
doing
it? So now, before, I'm not going to say anything. Now I'm kind of forced to deal with this because now you're making me look stupid.
Exactly.
The first one don't matter. The second one you kind of forced to deal with.
And that's the way Belichick, I think, is going to interpret it. He is tweaking us right now. Exactly. That's what he's doing. He's playing games. He's tweaking us. That's what he's doing. And that's going to piss him off. I think Belichick would be fine. I think he'd rather have Brady and rather have Gronk in on the conditioning program. But it's not a big deal. I'm not sure that is an issue.
I think it adds up. And then
well,
you start
it does.
To go, oh, okay.
And Lou's point about
this,
you know
what we're doing?
The impression it has on other players, younger players on the team, is a factor. And Belichick thinks that way. The roster plays together. This is how we incorporate everything. But I got to believe what he did this past weekend is just pissing Belichick off to no reason. Now, the question is, does he make the phone call to him? Or are they a little standoffish right now in the way this stuff is going? So that he doesn't do that. In other words, Bill sits there and stews about it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, are they in that constant communication? Are they in that good of a place to where he can just pick up the phone?
That's a question.
And talk to Rob? Or yep. Would Rob take the phone call? I mean, are we like, is this like Joe Kerrigan going down to talk to Manny Ramirez?
Right.
And not letting him in the gate?
This is weird. I mean, this one is weird. That's why,
the Brady thing, that one isn't a concern to me.
I agree.
The Gronk one is... becomes curiouser and curiouser. It just continues.
Curiouser?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yes, it's an Alice in Wonderland reference.
It's a hockey
term. I think
term.
I screwed it up.
It's
a hockey term. That's what my guy, who we're still on the hook, right?
How are we doing
I
so
still
far?
Got a shot.
We're gonna have a big time
good.
Hockey
it didn't look good
celebrity
for the last
guest.
Hour, and I'm getting more information that they are off the ice now. And it's still a possibility.
Well, it's good
so
that you're
fingers
it,
crossed.
Good that you're multitasking, paying attention to the show, and
I'm
also
helping
lining
the show.
Up guests behind
well,
the
we're
scenes.
Still waiting for Danny Ainge. When is he coming on the show?
When do you want him?
Tomorrow. Actually, you know what? Right now. Right now. I want you to get it done right now.
Nah,
no, you can't
mood.
Do it.
I'm not in the mood.
No,
to talk
you know what? The Celtics
right
are so done with you. They're done with you. They got Sean Grandy. They don't need you.
See, Danny's got a obligated.
He's got a what?
Paid, obligated.
But your boys,
deal
right?
Across the
isn't that the same thing with the Bruins?
Across the street.
I mean, it's the same thing, right?
No.
It's the same thing. The players have an obligation to the station across the street. But they have the games, right?
We have another
see
hour.
See how quickly
to,
he wants to get off the topic.
We have another hour to go.
Run, Forrest, run.
We have another hour to go.
Run,
another hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.